Today's daf is Makot, Masechet Makot. We're in the second parak, Elohim HaGolim, and we're on daf Yud, in the middle of the sugya, describing the Arei Miklat, and we had just spoken about the six Arei Miklat, and the additional 42 Arei Miklat that were really Arei Leviyim that served as Arei Miklat, the difference between them, and having listed in the Braita, the names of the Arei Miklat, we mentioned that Hebron BeYehuda was Keneged Betzer BaMidbar, which was in Reuven. And that leads to a question that we want to look into today, which is in the middle, it's actually two lines down from the middle of those small lines on top. Ask the Gemara, you said that Hebron is an Ir Miklat. How could Hebron be an Ir Miklat? V'achtiv, if it were an Ir Miklat, that would mean that it's a public ear from the Levium. It does not belong to any individual, and yet it says, Vayitnu l'Kalev et Hebron kasher diber Moshe. That because of the fact that Kalev, at the time of the Meraglim, had gone and been mitpalel in Hebron, he had the schus to the city of Hebron, and Moshe Rabbeinu had mentioned that, and it was indeed given to him. So how could Kalev own Hebron if Hebron is supposedly an Ir Miklat? Amar Abaye, he didn't own the ear Hebron, literally. It was Parvadaha. It was the Parvarim, the area, the suburban area around Hebron. Note that it carefully indicates that actually in the list in Yehoshua, where it says that they gave Kalev ben Yefuneh this area of the Sadeh, which means the Chatzirot, which are around the city itself, but the city was certainly an Ir Miklat. As the Gemara Kedesh, Kedesh was an Ir Miklat, that's impossible, because Vachtiv, when it's listing over here the powerful cities, there are many, many cities that were captured by Bnei Yisrael during the time of the Kibush Haaretz, but it does list the very known ones that were extremely central, and these were the metropolitan areas. It lists over there, V'arei Miftzar HaTzidim, were, and mentions Yetzer, V'chamat, Rakat, V'chineret, and Kedesh. This is a problem, because it goes on at the end of the list to mention V'kedesh, V'dreven, Chatzor. Now the problem with that is that this implies that Kedesh was indeed a very large and well-fortified city, and apparently Kedesh is what we call today the Mitzvot Yesha, in which case, how could it possibly be? That's a very, there's a tell there of Kedesh, which is a very, very central city, and the problem is that these cities can't be central cities. Because V'tanya Arim Alolo Inosim Otam, Lo Tirin Ktanim V'lo Krachim Gedolim, the cities cannot be small villages which do not provide sufficient opportunities for making a living, and will force now the one who lives there into leaving, and then he's endangering himself and being exposed to Gael Adam. The whole point over here is that he's supposed to be able to live in these cities, nor can it be a major metropolitan area, because then it attracts people from all over, including the Gael Adam. Ela Ayarot Benoniot, these need to be sort of mid-sized towns that can support themselves, but that don't attract people from the outside. And that certainly doesn't fit the bill when it comes to Kedesh. Om Rav Yosef Tarte Kedesh Avoy, says Rav Yosef, there were two cities called Kedesh. The one that's listed there as the major fortified city in Yehoshua is not the Kedesh that indeed was the one that was Mechuvan to be the Ir Miklat. Om Rav Ashi, it's like Salikum and Akra, the Salikum. Now, Salikum is a famous large center, but there's also a small city near it that's called the Akra of Salikum. The Akra is, that means that generally speaking, you have a small town that's nearby that calls itself Al Shem, the city. And so Memela, some learn that Rav Ashi has actually been Chaylik on Rav Yosef. Because according to Rav Yosef, there's two Kedeshes, meaning that it's a completely different city. Rav Ashi is saying that the fact that Kedesh is a large Ir Miftzar doesn't mean that there isn't a nearby town that's called Kedesh Al Shem, that city itself. Gufa. Orima Lolo, getting to that actual Ma'amar, you're saying that the cities that are to serve as Miklat, Inosimotam Lotirim Ktanim, they can't be small villages, Volokrachim Gedolim, they cannot be major metropolitan centers, Ela Ayarod Beinoniyot, they need to be mid-sized towns. Ve'in Moshivim Otan Alabamakomayim, they cannot be made if they're not in a place that has a natural water source, because again, that's going to force people out. If there's no natural water source, and this is one of the Yorim that ends up being the Levim, or if it's, I'm learning, if it was originally selected, I'll be the Mayim, then the water dried up. Maybe im lehem mayim, you have to create waterworks with bringing in water through a pipeline. This city, it has to be in a place which is surrounded by areas that afford business opportunities and that afford food that's easily available. It has to be a settled area. You can't have an opportunity for this small, in the middle of nowhere place where it would be possible for a Goel Adam to hook up with a posse of Goel Adams and go and attack, and there'd be nobody around to come to their aid. And and indeed, if the area has become now, has degenerated and there's not enough people around, then we subsidized the settling of the area around. And if nitmatu diurehem, if the population of the cities themselves dwindle, maybe imlehem, we import and subsidize people, and dafka, we subsidize miyuchasim, koanim, levim, v'israelim, because we want people that are ba'alei rachamim that will live in that town. Don't want a bunch of mamzerim over there. No place for old men. Ve'in mochrim behem lo klei zayin v'lo klei mitzuda. And, now this is already a question that's very central to the American gun laws, you don't sell, you don't have gun shops in these towns, because it makes acquiring a weapon by the Goel Adam too easy. And the same thing is true of things that you would use to trap animals. So also, we don't sell that in that area. And, you know, they can also be used for killing. Whereas the Chachamim are matir, the old argument, you know, a guy who wants a gun, he's going to get himself a gun, whether there's a gun shop there or not. V'shavin shein porsin betulchan mitzudot. Everybody agrees that whether you can buy the trapping things or not, but certainly this area is meant to be free of hunting. You don't put out trapping or the type of traps that are, this could be even for fishing, but it means that people come in from the outside in order to go on vacation or hunt there. We don't want that. We don't want to give any opportunity for the Goel Adam to be found in these cities, to all the cities. Yeah. Omer of Yitzchak, Mike, Rav, where do we see all of this? Because it says, V'nas al achat min arim ha'el v'chai. When it says v'chai, the chai means that it's your responsibility. Avid le'midita, avid le'chiyuta. You are supposed to see to it that he is able to live, and that means to live on many levels. To live means to be able to make a parnasah. To live means to be able to live free of fear and not to be under threat from the Goel Adam, and to be well protected and to have water and to have food. All of the elements that we usually look at when we talk about in a living. So it includes making a living as well. Based on this v'chai, if a Talmud of a Rav goes into Galut, how is he supposed to live without his Rav? Who's going to teach him Torah? And then the Rav has to go into Galut with him. Do what is necessary for this guy to live. Omer of Izira, well, that shows you. Not a good idea to have the wrong kind of students. You know, the wrong kind of students aren't careful, and they'll get you taken into Galut. We already saw that even though Galut obviously has to do with Shogeg, but Shogeg is never really Shogeg. It's all an expression of the deep subconscious relationship to good and evil and violence and so on. So if it's Tavish and Ogun, he's far more likely to end up in an Ir Galut. We're going to talk about that. That's interesting. Before I should talk about that, I mean, it should say the Talmud's got to be careful what kind of rabbi he's got. But that's not true, because he can always go to another yeshiva. There's the Talmud is free, and he can go anywhere. But the rav is going to have to end up going to that Talmud. So the rav has to be careful. You know, the Talmud's always got an option. Yeah. I mean, the truth is, if you examine the sugya carefully, you see that the whole point in the Arei Miklat is subconscious. It's not, has nothing to do with normal society. The whole thing is a very strange, superimposed way of making certain that you retain your awareness of subliminal issues while you're living in a normal world. Because imagine when you're driving down a highway in which the central point of the highway is to remind you that there is a world of violence, of sanctioned violence. You can have this insane, bloodthirsty Goel Adam that could be appointed by the court to go get you. It's like the Wild West is out there just beneath the surface. And that idea, that constant awareness of anyone on a highway, that that's what happens when you're not careful to check your brakes, creates a completely different level of respect for where your mind comes from. It teaches you that a society that doesn't take that into consideration has no chance of survival. So this is very, very central to the whole Tikkun HaOlam. It ends up becoming the whole meaning of Biyat HaMashiach, is the different highway system, the different levels of cities that are going to be. It's an absolutely mad kind of different world that exists underneath the whole Yerushas Aretz. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, HaRav Shegala Begalin Yeshivato Imo. Also, if the Rav goes into Galut, so then those who want to continue to learn with him, they have to go with him. Well, is that true? Why would a Rav go into Galut? How do we know that the very fact that someone is learning Torah, that itself is kolet, and it saves you? Shenemar, because after the whole list, at Betzer Bamidbar, the Torah goes through like the whole list, and then what does it say after this list is a complete non sequitur? The Zot HaTorah Shesam Moshe Lefnei Bnei Yisrael. What is that? It's the very next pasuk. So that tells you that Torah itself is considered to be the equivalent of Betzer Bamidbar. Well, that's not a problem. I mean, Lo Kasha B'din Dasik Pe'ot B'din Lo Yasik Pe. First of all, I mean, the Rav is not going to be Yasik in Torah every single moment. So what about that moment where he's not teaching, where he goes to the bathroom? What's going to happen to him then? So then he won't be Muklat. Because of that, he has to go to Yer Miklat. Or, when it says koltin, it doesn't mean that it's kolate from the Goel Adam. When it says koltin, it means it's kolate for the Malach HaMavet. But the Goel Adam is able to kill him at any time. So my koltin mi Malach HaMavet, ki yad Rav Chista. We know the famous story of Rav Chista v'yati v'garis v'veirav. There he was, sitting around learning in his Beit Midrash. And it was clear, ex post facto, that what was going on was it was his time to die. But the Malach HaMavet was unable to get to him, because he was learning the whole time. He would never stop learning. So we understand now what happened, because what happened was that there was this crazy story in which this giant cedar that was outside of the Beit HaMidrash suddenly cracked in two, which stopped Rav Chista from learning, and it was at that moment that he died. So what must have happened, as we understand, is that the Malach HaMavet Shliach was Solik V'yotiv Ha'arz V'Rab. And Pukar's at that point, the tree blew up, and Shatik, and he was shocked for a moment, and he stopped learning. And it was at that moment that he died. It was only the cynics who claimed that he'd gotten a heart attack from the horrible noise from the tree, but we understand what happened. Why is it that it's Reuven that is mentioned first in all of the cities? So it says, Et Betzer Bamidbar Be'eretz HaMishor LeReuveni. And then we go on to talk about Ramot, the Gad, and Golan, the Menashe. Why is he first? Because he was the first one that saved. This is Hatzalah from the Gol Adam. So too was Reuven the one Shepatach Batzalah Tchila Shema Vayishma Reuven Vayatzileu Miadam. So since Reuven was the first one to be Isaac, it's saving now Yosef from his brothers, because of that it was Zoche to be the first in saving a Rotzeach from the Goel Adam. Dorash Rav Ismaloi, Maidichtiv Az Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim, Be'ever Hayardein Mizracha Shamesh. Now why do we need to identify Mizracha Shamesh? We know exactly where these places were. Omalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Hizrachta Hazreach Shemesh, LaRotzchim, or Ikedi Amram LaHizrachta Shemesh LaRotzchim. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Moshe, let the sun shine in, so show those Rotzchim some hope. And that, even though the mice at that time, the cities weren't yet collate, but it's the beginning of a dawn for people who have lost hope because of their mice. So, or some say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, this was an amazing thing that you did. You made a dawn for Rotzchim. Dorash Rabbi Simoi, Mai Dechtiv, Ohev Kesev lo Yizbah Kesev, Umi Ohev Bahamon lo Tevu'a. So the lover of Kesev will never have enough. This is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, where Kesev to him was the value of a mitzvah. Shai Yodea, he knew she'en shlosh arim, she'ba'ev ha'yadan kotot, ad shalonif kru shalosh she'beretzkina. Even though it was clear to him that he wasn't really accomplishing anything, and setting aside these three cities at least at this time, because they weren't yet going to be effective until after Yoshua completed the kibush, nonetheless, since he was an Oev Kesev, he could never get enough. And he said, you know, mitzvah shebole yadia kemena, let me do what I can. So it came to my hand, let me start the mitzvah even though I'm not the one that's going to be able to finish it. And that's the same idea as somebody that just can never get enough. And that's what it implies. He can never get enough. So it's going to make a big deal. It doesn't matter. It's another little piece. That's all that counts. Umi ohev bahamon lo tevu'a. We read that lo tevu'a as if it were written with a vav. Lemina eh lelamed bahamon. Who is the one that it's appropriate should be teaching now in public? Me shalot tevu'a. In other words, me shekol tevu'a shalot. Somebody who knows the Torah as a whole, he's the one that should be teaching. Somebody who prepares his little drasha and gets up to talk should not be up there. V'hainu de'omar Rabbi Elazar, my difti, mi malel gvorot Hashem, yashmi'a kol tehilato. It means, lemina el malel gvorot Hashem, who should be the one to teach the paths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mishiachol yashmi'a kol tehilato, somebody who has the holistic Torah behind him, not somebody who has a vort to say. V'itema, V'rabbonan, V'itema Rabba Bar Mori, Omar, mi ohev ba'amon lo tevu'a, kol ha'ohev ba'amon lo tevu'a. Someone who loves the Hamon, meaning the Tamid HaChomim, the Rayosh, he loves Tamid HaChomim, that person is zocha to the tevu'a, will have children that are Tamid HaChomim. Yovo b'rabbonan enayu, b'rava b'reda Rabba, who is known to be tremendously machaveh Tamid HaChomim, and that doesn't mean that he himself was a Tamid HaChomim, but he was zocha to children Tamid HaChomim. Ravash Yomer kol ohev lilmod ba'amon. What it means is, someone who loves to learn in a big university setting, there's so many people around to talk to, so many people to learn from, that's the person who will end up with tvu'ah. V'ayinu de'amar Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina, ma'i dechtiv cherev al ha'abadim v'no'alu. There should be a sword on the lonely ones. And they get screwed up. Cherev al tzavarei sonayim shel Tamid HaChomim. This is, of course, a euphemism. There should be a sword on the neck of those who hate Tamid HaChomim, referring to Tamid HaChomim. She yoshvim oskim et harab bad bevad, the type of people who don't want to be in a kind of public situation where there will be a lot of peer review and give and take and so on. So those people end up not growing. Not only that, they get stupider and stupider as time goes on. Because they get into their own things. They surround themselves with their psycho fence and they end up having absolutely no understanding of anything. Asher no'alnu means the way in which we perverted things. So these Talmid HaChachamim end up becoming stupid. V'lo od, not only that, but they end up doing damage. So clearly, hate comes in the end from this type of closure to any other opinions. Same lashon of turning rotten. Ravina Amar, the meaning is not kaloiv lilmod, but kol ha'ohev ba'amon, meaning lilamed ba'amon. Someone who likes to teach in a setting where he's open to hundreds of questioners and so on. Lo tevu'a, he will be the one to end up with the real stuff. Ha'inu d'amar Rebbe, harbe Torah lamadati b'rabotai. I learned a lot of Torah from my teachers. I learned more from my friends, but the most I learned was from my students. And that's why it's mi'ohev l'lamed b'hamon. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my dechtim, omdot hayu raglenu b'sharayach Yerushalayim. This means, mi garam l'raglenu, she'amdu b'milchama. Usually, amidat haregel means the ability to win in war. So what does that have to do with sharayach Yerushalayim? It means we were able to stand up to our enemies because of sharei Yerushalayim. We're over there, ayu askim b'torah, which is always the remez in the sharei ha'ir. Von Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my dechtim, shir hama'alot l'david. Samachti ba'omrim li beit Adonai nelech. What does this mean? Obviously, no. No. Because when somebody would tell David to beit Hashem nelech, what they were basically saying is, he should drop dead, this guy, because as long as he's alive, there's not going to be any beit Hashem. Because we all know that the Navi said, it's only your son that's going to build the beit HaMikdash. Says David, whenever I would hear anybody say, "Hey, we wish this guy would kick the bucket so that his son could build the beit HaMikdash already," I was happy that people cared. So, Omar David, Ribono Shalom, Shamati Bnei Adam, I overhear people. Shoy Omri Mataya Mutzakein, say, "When the old man get out of here." And then his son will come and build the Beit HaMikdash. And I want you to know this, Samachti. I was so happy to hear it. Never. I'd rather have a day in the Chatzerot where you learn Torah from 1,000 of the Karbanas. From the Elef Olot Shatit Shlomo Bincha Lakriv Lefanai Agavei Mizbeach. From those 1,000 Karbanos a day that Shlomo is going to... who needs that? And continues the Mishnah. So we say that these cities need to have Mechuvanot Lehem Dirachi. Tanya Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Miklat Ayakatuva Parashat Rachim, every intersection needed to have a sign that pointed the direction to the Miklat, Kedei Sheyakir HaRotzech V'Yifaneh L'Shav, in order that a murderer will have clear directions to get to the Miklat. Omer of Kahana, Mikra, we also have those signs, Miklat, at the edge of the side of the streets very often. It's good to remember that one day there'll be a remnant to the Arei Miklat. My dechtiv, Mikra, tachin lecha haderach. Tachin lecha haderach means aseh lecha hachana laderach. See to it that there is preparation to use these roads properly. Some learn that the diak over here, even we said before, the drachim have to be mechuvanot, they have to be as geometric, laid out mechuvanot. This is from tachin lecha. Lecha means it should be usable. So that's the user interface of the derech. The user interface requires signs. Rav Chama Bar Chanina potach la pitcha lahai parshat amihach. When Rav Chama Bar Chanina was going to be derish in the sugya of the Ori Miklat, he would start the drasha from this pasuk. Tov v'yashar Hashem, David HaMelech writes it to Tehillim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good and straightforward, al ken yorecha ta'im badara. And therefore he will teach, show the road to sinners. This is a reference now to sing to it, that the roads are mechuvanot to the Ori Miklat. Im lecha ta'im yoreh. And imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares so much about those who are mezalzel and shvichas domi. So let's say, kavachom letzadikim. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, potach lafit chalai parshat amiach. It says, v'asher lo tzada, v'elohim ina liyado, v'samti lecha makom asher yanu shama. It's a very strange pasuk. Someone didn't plan it, but God brought it to his hand. I mean, what if God would bring something to his hand that he should end up killing somebody? And it's very weird. Ah, you remember that David HaMelech, when he confronts Shaul, and he shows him that he had every opportunity to kill him, and he went straight over to him, took away his own water canteen, and he says to him, you know, Kasher Yomar Mashal HaKadmoni, Mirishaim Yetzer Resha. It's like the old, what's a mashal? I don't know what you would call it, the fable. The old proverbs say, you know, the it's out of evildoers that evil comes. And I said to myself, I'm not going to kill you. Your day will come. What is that Mashal HaKadmoni? Mashal HaKadmoni is always a reference to the Torah, which is the most ancient, the most primal. HaKadmoni is the primal one. The most primal of the sources of our understanding of life, which is what a proverb is. So, B'mei HaKatuv Medaber. That's talking about now, Mirishaim Yetzer Resha, is this. V'asher lo tzada v'alim ina liyado. How is it that Elohim ina liyado? I'll tell you. Look, I mean, we understand that there are times when it's the individual who messes up, right? So one guy could kill, another guy could have been insufficiently attentive and killed. Fine. But what comes of them, there's no edim. L'zein edim, l'zein edim. It is possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would then arrange that there must be nim lepondak echad, they end up at the same hotel. And zeh sharag b'meizid yoshev tachat asulam. The guy who was the original murderer is sitting under the ladder, and the one who killed Beshogeg without witnesses is coming down the ladder, falls on him and kills him. V'nafal alav aharago. Which means that what ends up happening is zeh sharag b'meizid ne'arag, v'zeh sharag b'shogeg goleh. So that l'maisa we use those who have failed to be the agencies of further failure. But I'm going to be the one who kills you. I'm not a failure. Well, whoever is involved, God will take care of you. I'm not worried about you. Some say it's Amar Avuna, Amar Avalaza. Truth is, min haTorah, min haNeviim, min haKtuvim, we can learn. That b'derech she'adam rotze lelech b'malachinoto. That the path that a person chooses for himself is the path that God leads him down. And he becomes convinced that this is what God said. God is making every effort to show me great success along this path. And in the end, that path may lead him straight to hell, but God helped him every step of the way, and he sees unbelievable hashkocha the whole time, and it's so clear to him that he's been with him the whole way. Thank you, God. Where do we see this? Min haTorah, we see it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bilam, look, lo telechi mem, I don't want you to go. Bilam keeps looking for ways to go. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, kum lechi tam, fine, go. You want to destroy yourself? Go. I'll help you. Min haNeviim, dechtiv, ani Hashem Elokecha, Melam dechalo, I am the Lord your God who teaches you in ways that are effective. But in the end, badrichcha bederech telech, I'm going to show you the way that you want to go. I don't enforce my path on you. I'll help you go in the direction that you want to go. And min haktuvim dechtiv im leleitzimu yalitz ulanavim yiten chen. A person who wants to be cynical, he'll give him lots to be cynical about. And one who searches for anava, he will give him that grace. No, whenever we say it three times, it means that it's very primal. It's expressed in so many different ways. That's the Amar Avuna. Rotzeach shegala le'ir. I can't resist. Remember that we always pointed out that Tosfos says that this is what Aaron and Miriam held about Moshe Rabbeinu himself. That was the problem. They knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that he's supposed to separate from his wife. Because it says, Vatapo amodi madi. So how could they say that he did the wrong thing? And the Tosfos says, well, just because God tells him doesn't mean it's right. It just means that's what he wanted to do. So they thought he was a bum. He wants to do something. Of course God tells him. God always tells you to do what you want to do.
As a person,
oh, that's the big question. As the Mesillas Yesharim says, there ain't no answer to that question. Lots of prayer, lots of objectivity, and lots of talking to people who can give you a good answer. But don't try fooling yourself into believing that you've got it solved. See where that takes us. Omer Ravuna, Rotzeach shegala le'ir miklat. If a Rotzeach now goes to an ir miklat on his way, umitza'o goel adam, he hasn't gotten there yet. The goel adam finds him on the road. Ve'arago patur, kills him on the road, he's patur. Kosova, now we have to distinguish, we're going to see later, that there's even a question whether there's a mitzvah on the goel adam to kill him. But that's not talking about when he's on the way to the ir miklat. It's talking about somebody who left an ir miklat. This is a different stage. He's been taken to Beis Din under protection. Beis Din found him chayev now to go to the ir miklat. What is the status between the time of the Gmar Din and the time in which he gets to the ir miklat? Is he open to attack by the goel adam? He's clearly not supposed to be attacked during this time. We said in the Mishnah we even give him two Tamei Chachamim to protect him along the way and so on. But would the Goel Adam be chayev if he killed him or not? So he says now, Ravuna, that if the Goel Adam kills him, he's potter. Because he understands that the somewhat vague verse, it says, Pen yirdov Goel Adam achrei rotzeach, v'yisigo, ki yirba derech, maybe he'll be very far. And he called Nefesh, and he'll kill him. Now listen to these words. V'lo ein mishpat mafet. Now that can be read in two ways. The man that he's killing, the murderer, does not deserve to be killed. Kilo soneu lo mitmol shoshon. After all, he never hated the relative that he killed. So then he shouldn't have killed him. And therefore he would be chayev. Or you could read it. The goel adam may kill him because kilo soneu hu. Because ein lo mishpat mafet. Because he can get away with it, since he won't be killed if he ends up killing him. And we want to prevent that from happening because, after all, the poor guy, lo sonelo mitmosho shasi. So how do we read that? So Rav Huna understands that the meaning of the pasuk of lo ein mishpat mavet means that the goel adam doesn't have a mishpat mavet, therefore can get away with killing him, and thereby we need to protect this guy even more because we don't have the normal protection. So that's how Rav Huna is understanding it. And in fact, we see that this is a machlok, because it made it. Take a look in the Braita. The lo in mishpat mavet berotzeach hakatuv medaber. Now the Braita brings like this. Here, ein mishpat mavet is referring to the rotzeach. The rotzeach should not have been killed by the Goel Adam, not that the Goel Adam doesn't have the opposite of Ravuna. How do you know it's referring to Rotzeach? Maybe it's referring to the Goel Adam, which of course was the way the Ravuna understood it. Continues the Braita to prove that it must be talking about the Rotzeach, because since it continues to say, V'hu lo sonelo min tol shoshom, after all, he never hated the victim that he killed. So clearly it's talking about the murderer. So here we have a Braita that says the opposite of Ravuna, but the truth is that Ravuna actually found himself here in a machloket Tanaim. He, although is in fact against this Braita, has another Tanaim and a Braita that holds like him, the Tanaim. The lo in mishpat mavet is a reference to the Goel Adam. Omer b'Goel Adam, which is, of course, is like Ravuna. You say it's reference to the Goel Adam, that if the Goel Adam kills him, he does not have to pay with his life. Maybe it's a reference to Eina Ela Barotzeach. In this Braita, we bring the opposite Raya, since the next words are, Kilo Soneu Lo Mitmol Shilshon. So it means we've already addressed the Rotzeach. Havei Rotzeach Amur. We've told you the problem with the Rotzeach is that the guy didn't do it on purpose. It's terrible that he should be killed. So then what would be the meaning of saying Veloin Mishpat Mavet? Maya Nimikayim Veloin Mishpat Mavet? That's got to be a reference to the Goel Adam HaKatuv Medaber. Well, how do we understand the Mishnah? I mean, the Mishnah says, Tanan Mosrin Lo Shnei Tamidei Chachamim, that we send two Tamidei Chachamim along to make certain that he isn't killed, because Shema Yargan Abaderech, V'yidabru Elav, they should speak to the Goel Adam. Now, what in the world are they going to say to the Goel Adam? I mean, I assume that they're going to say, okay, buddy, you do that and you're dead. Because we're going to take you to court, we're going to have you killed. You can't kill this guy. Is that what they're going to say? And so l'chor, they're going to give him a hatra'ah. So my love, the matra'ah, di kato baktalahu. In which case, the Mishnah seems to be clearly saying that lo ein mishpat mavet is not a reference to Goel Adam, the contrary. The Goel Adam does have a mishpat mavet. Lo ein mishpat mavet is a reference to the murderer. Should not be killed. Does anyone know? Who's talking about they give him a hatra'ah? Maybe it's kidetanya. V'yedabru elav. They don't warn him. They just say the appropriate things. Dvarim ha-ru'uyim lo. Omrim lo. They say to him, look, I mean, it's true perhaps that if you killed him, you wouldn't be killed. But al tinagbo minag shofchei damim. Bishkaga ba ma'asel yado. Don't treat the man as an outright murderer. This was an accident. Rabbi Meir Omer, u'medaber al yedei atzmo. He speaks for himself. Shenemar v'zeh dvar rotzeach. Omru lo harbe shelichut oseh. There's great advantages in having a shliach do the talking for you that has a greater impact than the person himself. Now, there's a machloket over here among the mafarshim, whether this is meant to be understood as a machloket exclusively. There's Rabbi Meir saying, no, he has to speak for himself, in which only he speaks for himself. Or it's additionally in the sense of it's important for him to engage the Goel Adam directly. In which case, how do you understand Harbe Shlichut Oseh? So according to that approach, Harbe Shlichut Oseh would mean that the Shlichut of the individual himself is the equivalent of the individual. He is engaging by having his friends, so to speak, speak. The other meaning of Harbe Shlichut Oseh is very simple. If it's exclusive, so then Harbe Shlichut Oseh saying, well, we wouldn't want it to be exclusive. He can achieve riches. You'd rather be refrigerating, repairing. So therefore, we see that indeed it's a machloket, and there is a shita like Ravuna and a shita and like the bright Himlay. We're going to talk about focus on the Goel Adam very soon. Omar Mar. Now, I don't quite understand what it is we're telling him. We're telling him bishkaga ba ma'asel yado. I mean, well, obviously that's what we're going to focus on. I mean, if the guy is going to the Ir Miklat, then it's pshita. I mean, if it was amazing, what would he be doing going to the Ir Miklat? The whole kind, it's a little bit silly to repeat the context, isn't it? I mean, then it would be a bargalutu. Says the Gemara, yes, you see. Because, first of all, Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yidomer B'tchilah Echad Shogeg V'chad Mezid Megdim in the Ir Miklat. Remember, this Goel Adam could be showing up and saying, aha, so this guy is a fresh murderer. He did it on purpose, I tell you. He could be. It could be that he did it on purpose. Because initially, before the Psak Beit Din, even if he had done it on purpose, he would have gone to the Ir Miklat. So Lamaisa, they need to identify. Hold on a minute. He's already been through the Din. Bezdin Paskin, that was a shogeg. Bezdin is sending him to the Ir Miklat. But you think, does it make sense to say that? Of course it makes sense to say that. Because indeed, there might have been a different a different bezin shochim, maybe not a misham. Mishin et chayev mitash, we saw before. If it turns out that he did it by mesit, so then they would kill him. Shama v'sholchuzik nei rov al koto misham, v'notnu to biyad girl adam v'meit. Mishalon et chayev, but true, if it wasn't chayev at all, they parted him and sent him home. Shama v'yitzilu v'aydat ratzir biyad girl adam. At this point, he would be out of reach to the girl adam. And if mishin et chayev galut, so then, they would be returning him to his place, as it says in the pasuk. I mean, they sent him back. Obviously, he'd been there before. He had been not shama initially. Rebbe says, you know what? I mean, it's worse than that. There are, in fact, murderers b'mezid who are open to the goel adam, who believe that they can obtain protection in the protective custody of an ir miklat. And they, miatzman, they would run to the ir miklat. And it's important for the people that the Beit Din sent along to tell the goel adam, this is not one of those guys. This guy is a true chayev galut, found as such in the Beit Din, and therefore it's the wrong thing to do, if you understand that it's only wrong. Obviously, according to the other man, the armor, you'd be chayev misa for doing it. So therefore, it's more than just the opening, says Rebbe. Sorry, I lost the place. Rebbe Yom Yatzman Ein Golim Kisfur Nirechat Shorgek Vechad Mezit Kotot. They believe that they could find protective custody. Vehein Einan Yadim, without their ignorant about the fact that Beshogek Kotot, Mezit Einan Kotot, these are not protective custody cities. These are cities that protect Shogegin. That's all they are. Omar Rabbi Elazar. If you got a majority that have been chayev galut there, then it's not going to work anymore. Here it says that the rotzeach has to speak to the ziknei ir, the words that he has to say, and he has to explain to them what happened. If he's going into a town that are all murderers, he doesn't have to explain anything. They're basically on his side. So, Dvarav, lo shu shvu divrehem le Dvarav, it's not about going to a place where everybody has gone through the same experience. This is not a 12-step program going to the Ir Miklat. V'omar Rabbi Elazar, Ir she'en ba zekenim, enan kaltot. If the city doesn't have its own zekenim, then there's no klita. Because since the Torah says that he has to speak to ziknei ir, then that is actually definitive. And being a ziknei ir v'leka, itma ir she'en ba zekenim. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi argue chadamar koltot, chadamar einakoltot. So leman diomer einakoltot is because he holds being a ziknei ir v'leka. Leman diomer koltot, it's telling you if there are zekenim, then it's a mitzvah. But there's a mitzvah bi'alma, but it's not defining the nature of the city. And we find that machloket has implications in numerous sugyas. For instance, how about the sugya of Ben Sorero Mores? Same thing. Ir shein bazikinim, Rabami Rabasi, Charomer Naseba Ben Sorero More, Vacharomer Inaseba Ben Sorero More. If you hold the Mandiomer Inase Ben Sorero More, it's because the Pasuk identifies v'tafsu avivi v'tafsubo avivi imo v'tzirol zikneiro. If there's no zikneiro, then the entire process is aborted. At that point, you can't have a ben sorero more. And so leman diomer inaseba ben sorero more beinat zikneiro v'neka leman diomer naseba ben sorero more. It's only mitzvah bi'alma. The ear. Another similar case, exactly the same thing. Another case where we have this issue is the Gabi Egel Arufa. Is the mitzvah, or the mention of Ziknei Ro, just a mitzvah, or is it definitive? So, Ir She'in Bazikinim, the same machlok as Rabbi Amir Varabasi would obtain. Charomer Mevi Egel Arufa, Charomer Eina Mevi Egel Arufa, Lamad Yomer Eina Mevi Egel Arufa, since it says in the Pasuk, V'hayaha Ir HaKrovala Halal, V'lakhu Ziknei Ha'irahi, well, what if there are no ziknei ha'irahi? Then that means that city is not part of the measurement of the egel arufa, v'leka. Whereas l'man diomar mevi egel arufa holds that the din of ziknei ha'irahi is mitzvah bi'alma, but you don't literally require zikenid. Omrav Chana bar Chanina, mipnei ma ne'emra parshat rotzechin b'lashon azza. Why is it? It's remarkable. If you take a look throughout Tanakh, the lashon that is used in speaking to the Nevi'im is never vayedaber. It's always vayomer. Vayedaber is tough, as we see by Har Sinai. Kotomar lebet Yaakov and daber lebnei Yisrael devarim kashim kagidim. So here suddenly we have a repetition of the word dibur again and again when the sugya is referring to Yoshua's tzivui to do the three cities on his side of the Yarden. So there it says, Vayidaber Hashem Yoshua lemor, daber el bnei Yisrael lemor. What is this, man? Three times in the course of one paragraph to speak dibur is a very, very tough kind of language. So one man, the Amar, says, we'll see that there's a machloket about this. Mipnei shehein shel Torah. This is a tviyah on Yoshua to do what the Torah is mechayivim. All the other things are tzorchei sha'a. These were tzivuyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, they need to be done for now. But the moment that I turn to you, and I speak to you about what is absolute, and these were the mitzvahs that were given to you in the Torah before you entered on the stage over here, then I speak much more forcefully. Wait, are you saying that wherever it says the word dibur, lamer melechol dibur is always a loshon kasheh? Absolutely. Kirichtiv. We find the same language identifying itself as being tough, where the brothers came back home to tell Yaakov Avinu, dibur ish adonai haaretz itano kashot. Boy, that guy really gave it to us. That guy who's in charge of the country over there. You see, Deber, they identify as kashot. That's the word that you use when you want to talk about having been verbally abused. But, as the Gemara, doesn't it also say, Vatanya, when we darshan the posik, nidberu. So then, as nidberu, you're talking about the way in which Yirei Hashem, Ishereyeyu, are nidberu. Where they speak to each other, it says in the Braita, "Ein nidbru el loshon nachat." It means that they speak calmly, warmly, and caringly to each other. And you're saying that dibur is verbal abuse. So it's the exact opposite. Nidbru, ein nidbru el loshon nachat. V'chenu omer yadbera mim tachtenu. Yadbera means to bend them down, crush them into the ground, so that the result is that they're lying there. They're nachat there. They've been broken already. Yes, those are two different words. You got to distinguish between daber and yadber. So daber is lachud, yadber is lachud. They're two different usages. Because in a sense, the yadber is a very vicious, abusive act that results in nachat. So if you're treating yourself as if you were already nidbar, so it means that daber had already affected you. That's like, we talk about hadbara. Hadbara means the exterminator. You call them madbir. That's vicious. But so when az nidbaru means that the people have already gone through those stages in their own mind to turn themselves into those who have been made soft. This is to be trampled down. If you're talking about dabir, so then that's the act itself of the harshness and the abuse. Yeah. And dayanim. Now, actually, Pligeba, it's mamish the middle of the, I even though it puts in the simon over here, don't let that fool you. We're right in the middle of the sentence. Because we've learned now that according to Yosh, you want to stop, I could stop. I mean, but it's dafus interruptus. I mean, you got to decide how you want to deal with this. I say we go. So it's just another 2 minutes. What, you can't handle it? Oh, my gosh. Schedules. Okay. We can use it as a review tomorrow if you wish. Richie. V'chevron, ir miklato, v'akti v'yiguna kalevet chevron, kashe diber Moshe, omer abaye parvada, v'akti v'etzdeya ir v'etchatzirea, natuna kalev v'nifune. V'kedesh, ir miklata v'y v'akti, v'yorei mifzar atzidim tzer v'chemat, rakat v'chineret, v'kedesh v'edrei v'in chatzor, Betanya Arim Mahalalo in Osimotan, Lotirin Ktanim, Velokirachim Gidolim, Ela Ayarot Benoniot. Omrev Yosef clearly Tarte Kedeshavoy. Omrevash Gigon Salikum, Vaakada Salikum. Gufa. Arim Mahalalo in Osimotan, Lotirin Ktanim, Velokirachim Gidolim, Ela Ayarot Benoniot, Vein Moshivinotan. Elbomoko Mai. We mean Shamai, Medim Len Mai. Vein Moshivim Otam Elbomokom Shivakim. Then Moshevim otan al b'makom uchlusin nitzmatu uchlusehen mosifin alehem nitzmatu diurehem meviim lehem konim leviim v'israelim ve'im mochrim be'em loch lezayin v'loch le'mitzoda דבר רבי נחמיה וחכמים מתירים משווים שאין פורסים בתוכן מצודות ואין מאפשרים לתוכן חבלים כדי שלא תהי רגל גרל אדם מצויה שם. אומר רבי יצחק, מה יקרוב הנוסל אחת מן ההורים האלה וחי? עובד למין את הדבר לחיותה. תן התלמיד שגלה מגלין רבו אמו, שנאמר, וחי, עובד למין את הדבר לחיותה. אומר רבי, זהירה מכאן שלא ישנה אדם לתלמיד שאינו הגון. אומר רבי יוחנן, רב שגלה מגלין ישיבתו אמו. איני, ואומר רבי יוחנן, מדי לדברי תורה שאין קוטין, שנאמר, ואת בצר במדבר, כתיבת רבי, וזאת התורה? לא קש, הבינדה עסיק בה, הבינדה לא עסיק בה. אור, יבואי תאמה מייקולטין, אמינז ממהלך המוות, נטפון לגול אדם, כי אלה רבחיסטה ויאלתי וגורס בי רב, ולא אבי כיוכל שמיכן המהלך הדמות, אלא מיקרח לגבי, דואר לשוטק פה ממיגירסה. סולק ויאלתי וארזת בי רב, פוקה ארזה ושוטק ויוכל להם. אומר רבי תנחום ברכן אלוהי, מפני מס אחר ראובן, למנות בהצלה, תחילה, מפני שהוא פתח בהצלה תחילה, שנאמר, וישמע ראובן ויצילהו מידם. דורש רבי שמאלוי, מהי דכתיב אז יבדיל משה שלוש ערים בעבר הירדן מזרח השמש? אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, אז ריח שמש לרוצחים ורסמסי, אומר לה, הזרחת השמש לרוצחים. דורש רבי שמאלוי, מהי דכתיב אוהב כסף לא יספק כסף, ומי אהב בהמון לא תבואה. אוהב כסף לא יספק כסף זה משה רבינו, שהוא יודע שאין שלוש ערים שבעבר הירדן קולטות עד שלא נבחרו שלוש בארץ כנען. ואמר, נו, מצווה שבעל לידי הקיימנה, ומי אוהב בהמון לא תבואה, ומן האל ללמד בהמון משקול תבואה שלו. והיינו די אמר רבי אלעזר, מהי דכתיב מי ימלל גבורות אדוני, ישמיע כל תהילתו, ומי נאה למלל גבורות השם, מי שיכול להשמיע כל תהילתו. ורבו נביא תמר רבא בר מורי, אומר, מי אוהב בהמון לא תבואה? כל האוהב בהמון לא תבואה. יבוא בהם, רבו נעיניו, ברבא ברי דרבא. רבא שמכל אוהב ללמוד בהמון לא תבואה. היינו דם רבי יסבר בחיר חנינה, מהי דכתיב חרב על הבדים ונועלו, חרב על צווארי שונאיהם של תלמידי חכמים שיושבים ועוסקים בתורה בד בבד, ולא עוד אלה שמתפשים, כתיב אוכל ונועלו, כתיב אשר נועלנו, ולא עוד אלה שחוטים, שחטאנו, ויבדים המאוכל, נועלו צווארי צונאיהם. רבינו אמר כל אוהב ללמד בהמון לא תבואה. והיינו אומר רבי, הרבה תורה למדתי מרבותיי, מחבריי יותר מהן, ומתלמידיי יותר מכולם. אומר רבי יהושע בן לוי, מהי דכתיב עומדות היו רגלינו בשערייך ירושלים? מי גרם לרגלינו שיעמדו במלחמה, שערי ירושלים שהיו עוסקים בתורה? ואומר רבי יהושע בן לוי, מהי דכתיב שיר המעלות לדוד? שמחתי בו, אומרים לי, בית השם נלך. אמר דוד לבני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם, שמעתי בני אדם שהיו אומרים, מתי ימות זקן זה? יבוא שלמה בנו ויבנה בית הבחירה, ונעלה לרגל, שמחתי בו אומרים לי. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, טוב יום בחצריך מאלף, טוב ליום אחד שאתה עוסק בתורה לפניי, מאלף עולות שעתיד שלמה מנך להקריב לפניי, אגבי המזבח. ומכוונות להם הדרכים, תני רבי אליעזר בן יעקב אומר, מקלט היה כתוב על פרשת דרכים, כדי שיכיר הרוצח ויפנה לשם. אומר רב כהנא מיקרא, תכין לך הדרך, עשה לך הכנה לדרך. חמה בר חנינא פתח לפיתך עלי פרשת המיירה, טוב וישר השם, על כן יורה חטאים בדרך, אם לחטאים יורה, קל וחומר לצדיקים. רבי שמעון בן לקיש פתח לפיתך עלי פרשת המיירה. ואשר לא צדה, והאלוהים הנה לידו. It's like it says, דוד says to שאול כאשר יאמר משל הקדמוני, מרשעים יצא רשע. במה כתוב מדבר? שני בני אדם שהרגו את הנפש, אחד הרג בשוגג, אחד הרג במזיד, לזה אין עדים, לזה אין עדים. הקדוש ברוך הוא מזמין לנו פונדק אחד, זה שהרג במזיד יושב תחת הסולם, וזה שהרג בשוגג יורד בסולם, ונפל עליו, והורגו. זה שרק במזיד נהרג, וזה שרק בשגולה. אומר רבא בר אבונה, אמר אבונה, ורמלה, אמר אבונה, אמר בלעזר. מן התורה ומן הנביאים ומן הכתובים, בדרך שאדם רוצה ללכת בה, מולכין אותו. מן התורה דכתיב לא תלך עמהם, וכום לך איתם. מן הנביאים דכתיב אני השם לקח מלמדך להועיל, מדריך בדרך תלך. מהכתובים לכתיבים להציב ויאליץ ולהבים ייתן חן. אומר ולרוצח שגלה לעיר מקלט ומצאו גואל אדם והרגו פטור. He understands the words ולא אין משפט מוות to be a reference to גואל אדם who murders on the way to the עיר מקלט. מת ולא אין משפט מוות is a reference to the רוצח, not to גואל אדם. אתה אומר ברוצח ואין אלו בגואל אדם כי שאומר והוא לא שונא לו מתמול שרשון. אבי אומר ברוצח הכתוב מדבר. והוא נהוץ כי הייתה נדתניה, ולא אין משפט מוות, בגואל אדם הכתוב מדבר. אתה אומר בגואל אדם הכתוב מדבר, או אין אלו ברוצח, כשהוא אומר כי לא שונא לו מתמול שרשון, הרי רוצח אמור, הומו אני מקיים, ולא אין משפט מוות, בגואל אדם הכתוב מדבר תנא. מוסרים לו שני תלמידי חכמים, שמא יארגנו בדרך, וידברו אליו. Now, I assume that that means my love. The matrobe, the ikoto baktalao. Lo, kiritani, וידברו אליו, דברים הרעויים לו, אומרים לו, אל תנהג בו מנק שפכי דמים, בשגגה במעשה לידו. רבי מאיר אומר, הוא מדבר על ידי עצמו. שמא וזה דבר הרוצח. אמרו לו, הרבה שליחות עושה. אומר מה, בשגגה במעשה לידו. פשיט, דאי במזד בגלותו. No, in Vatanya, Ibn Meiz Bagaluto, in Vatanya, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Nomi, Betchila, Echad Shorki Vechad Meizid, Bagimim Lore Miklat, Beidin Shochim, Ibn Ota Misham, Mishal Ched Mitargu, Shema Shochu Zikne Iro, Loko Ota Misham, Natnu Biyad Gval Adam, Meid, Mishalon Et Chayev, Potru, Shema Tzilo Edat Rotzeach, Miyad Gval Adam, Mishal Chayev, Gval Mechzirin Ota Lom Kamo, Shema Veshivu Oto Edat, Elir Miklato Hashem Hashama. Rabbi Omer, it's very simple. Me'atzman in Golin, because Kisvurin ain Echad Shogi Vechad Mezid Kol Tot, and they simply don't know. Shebeshoge Kol Tot, Bemezid Einan Kol Tot. So the Talmidei Chachamim have to tell it. This guy's a real Shoge. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Ir, Shubba Rotzchim, Inakoletet, Shinema Vedaber Bozze Ziknei Ayir Agi, Et Dvarav, Velo Shu Shvu Divrehem Lidvarav. ויאמר רבי אלעזר, עיר שאין בה זקנים, אין הקולטת. בין זקני העיר ולקה. איתמר, עיר שאין בה זקנים, רבה עמי ורבה. שיחד אומר קולטת, חד אומר אין הקולטת. למה די אומר אין הקולטת, בין זקני העיר ולקה. למה די אומר קולטת, מצווה ביאמר. עיר שאין בה זקנים, רבה עמי ורבה. שיחד אומר נעשה בה בן סורר ומורה, וחד אומר אין נעשה בה בן סורר ומורה. למה די אומר אין נעשה בה בן סורר ומורה, בעינן זקני עירו ולקה. למען יאמר נעשה בה בן סורר ומורה, מצווה ביאמר. עיר שאין בה זקנים, רבה מברבה שיחד אומר, מביא עגלה רופה, ואחד אומר, אינה מביא עגלה רופה. למען יאמר, אינה מביא עגלה רופה, בעינן זקני עירו ולקה. למען יאמר, מביא עגלה רופה, מצווה ביאמר. אומר רב חמר בר חנינא, מפני מה נאמרה, פרשת רוצחים בלשון עזה, תחילה ידבר השם על יהושע לאמור, דבר על בני ישראל לאמור. תראו לכם את הרי המקלט שדיברתי עליכם, בפני שם של תורה, ומאמר לכל דיבור לא שם קשה, אם, כרכתי, דיבר איש אדוני הארץ איתנו קשות. ואותניה נדברו, אז נדברו יראי השם, אין נדברו על לשון נחת. וכן הוא אומר, ידבר מפתחתנו, דבר לחוד, ידבר לחוד.